All right. Hey, look, we're even starting and we're chewing.
Oh, my God.
That'll get everyone really happy.
Welcome to this week's edition of The Hot Flush, the premier podcast for the perimenopausal. You're joined by your host, Mrs. Wood, and my lovely friend,
Mrs. Berry.
And Mrs. Berry and I, how shall we say, we're pretty bloody cranky.
I'm not angry. I'm disappointed.
Ooh, which is even worse than angry. Do you know when your mum used to say, I'm just really disappointed in you?
I'm just really disappointed.
Like, you'd be better off taking to me with a bat than telling me that you're disappointed.
I know. I don't. And, of course, we are talking about COVID-19. Why don't people get it? Why are, you know, I don't know, 100,000 people turning out at Bondi Beach yesterday? Also, a very Australian take on working from home.
Yes.
Like, it was a Friday. Like,
it was a lovely day for the beach by the looks of it.
35 degrees.
But I think
and this is the thing.
And also, Kim's on day two, so.
No, day one.
Oh, day one.
So I'm not even, like, tomorrow. Holy smoke.
Come Monday, you're going to be unbearable.
No wonder I cried 3 times last week.
What did you cry from?
Stress. Just stress.
It's been very stressful, hasn't it? And you know
the stress and worry. Stress and worry about Oscar and Mum and the boys and the fact that no one is doing what they're meant to be doing and that people don't comprehend.
A lot of people are doing what they're meant to be doing.
I don't know. Not when you drive past my local cafes and Warriewood Square, they're not.
Mm.
And well, I realise that, yes, I too was at Warriewood Square today. But these people are meeting and hanging out in, like, social groups and having coffee and lunch, and it's like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm. Well, I was at the butcher's today because, you know, one must eat, and everyone was being.
I meant to give you my list of things.
Sorry,
for
darling.
Tim.
I think we've. Yeah, it's too late.
Too late.
And everyone was keeping a very respectful distance, and Tim has this little thing that's hooked up that he pulls the cord near
the. To open the door.
To open the doors. Like.
So no one's touching the...
No one's touching anything.
Mm. In case you haven't seen my various, you know, community service announcements on Facebook, the Hot Flush page, Instagram, anywhere that I can, you know, I'd be up skywriting it. This is more contagious than the flu.
Mm.
You can have it, I can have it, your children may have it, and show absolutely no sign of having it.
Mm-hmm.
They are still... they're still highly infectious.
Mm-hmm.
So you then have dinner with your family, maybe your grandparent, maybe the grandparents, maybe extended family, maybe someone who's pregnant, maybe someone who is, you know, is in some sort of medical treatment for, you know, anything that compromises their immune system. And you're like, well, we haven't been overseas. We haven't seen any, you know, and you all get together.
You don't know. I put my kids out of school on Wednesday.
Hold that thought. And then one of those people comes down like a sack of spanners and you go, what are you doing?
It's not going to kick in until we see some massive death numbers. I promise you. And by that stage, it's going to be too late.
And also, all of those young folk, because I can pretty much guarantee most of them yesterday at the beach were young folk. How do you guys like that mass generalisation? When it reaches the point... where our system doesn't cope, like Italy's medical system isn't coping, and they actually have to say, you're over 80, so you're sort of at the end of the queue.
Sorry,
we're going to deal with this 27-year-old who caught it when they were sunbaking at the beach at Bondi. Or that old person that isn't treated is your grandmother or your grandfather, then hopefully you will develop some gram of emotional intelligence and start behaving like an adult. Because that's unfair. A lot of people are not behaving like grown-ups.
And the actual...
So you took your kids out of school on Wednesday.
I took my kids out of school on Wednesday. I just was very uneasy about the information that was coming out. And we haven't had any confirmation as of today, Saturday, whether Scott Morrison actually has pulled his kids out of school as well.
Yeah.
And I feel bad for the teachers. I just think that, like, why are they expendable?
Why are they expendable?
And the staff, the groundsmen, the ladies in the canteen, all of them.
Yeah.
Are, like, so you shut Bondi Beach.
Yeah.
But you don't shut the schools.
I know.
I can't see the logic in that.
And I'm telling you,
so many people who are living in multi-generational households, yeah, like both my neighbours do.
And like I do.
Yeah, it's just, it makes no sense.
No.
It's not actually...
It's disgusting, really. I mean, our nursing staff are going to be at the front line because that's what they do. Why are teachers at the front line of a pandemic?
Well, I think there's only 40% of our school population actually going to school at the moment, which also says that I'm not the only one in thinking that this is really dumb.
Well, this was the thing. I hummed and hawed. I followed the official, you know, the official advice of the chief medical officer. And then I just went, that advice is actually, in our case, for our life's, our home situation, actually incorrect. Because yes, Jasper and Grover can be as fit as a fiddle. But they're getting on buses and twice a day, and they're at school with 1,000 other kids, probably about 800 at the moment.
Who, like, let's be honest, some of them are carrying it.
Oh, right now. There's not a doubt that some of them are carrying it. So, if anyone hasn't seen it, there's an article on the ABC website today.
This is cheery.
Look, we need to talk about it, and then we're going to move on, and we're going to talk about things like how can you be judicious with toilet paper use when you are a middle-aged woman. On day two. Anyway, so the town that had Italy's first fatality from COVID-19, which was in, which was on February 23, there has not been a new case there since March 13. You know what they did? They tested, and of course, this is, I know there's only 3,300 people in the town, okay? I know that that's like, we can't do that here. We don't have that many testing for millions of people. But this is the principle of it, right? 3,300 people were tested, even if they had no symptoms. They found an alarming portion of people already positive with the virus. Nearly 3% had the virus, 89 residents. And what was more alarming was that many of them had no symptoms. So what it did, every single one who did test positive was put into quarantine, asked to not go out, to have not to have contact with any other people. Now that's really hard, of course, but after 2 weeks of quarantine, the researchers carried out another round of mass testing in Vaud, and it had dropped from 3% to 0.41%. So this is just, those people didn't know they had it. And if they had no, if that situation hadn't have happened, so I think we actually all need to behave like we think we've got it.
Well, Italy recorded overnight 627 new deaths.
It's surpassed China in the number of fatalities.
Australia's embassy in Paris has been hit by the coronavirus outbreak. I mean, it's just, it's staggering, and I really need to. New South Wales records another 83 coronavirus cases overnight.
Yeah.
Just,
and this is the thing,
staggering.
Right? If Paris...
Why aren't we doing more?
If Paris shuts all its restaurants and cafes, and I know how devastating that is. You know, the Wasbin works in hospitality. I know the implications of that. But the other end of, but the other implication is human life.
And it's not necessarily our older people. No. There was a 36-year-old Australian man who recently died overseas, you know, and apparently it's not a nice way to go.
What is, really? I mean, you know.
Well, I could think of lots of lovely ways to go, having an orgasm and just having a stroke. That would be nice.
Would it?
Or just going to sleep and not waking up.
Oh, that's how I want to go.
That would be nice. Mm. Or, yeah, really, those are probably the only two that I've got.
Can we all just be an adult? And for those people that are saying, you know, we've just got to keep things as normal as possible. No, we don't. You need to actually put your big girl or your big boy pants on if you're saying that and go, you know what? This is not normal. And the outcome of this is going to be a whole new normal. But at the moment, everything is different. This is unprecedented. So what we have to do is actually be mature and go, okay,
it's here.
Everything is different. How do we now adjust and manage that? And then, you know, help manage our own anxieties about change and upheaval. Don't sit there and go, I've just got to keep living my life the way it was. No, Because then you become a little petri dish of God knows what.
And selfishness.
And selfishness. It's selfish. Yeah. It's selfish behaviour.
I don't want to, like I said to last night to Mr. Wig, I said, oh God, I fancy a schnitty and a beer.
Yeah.
You know, that's what I'd like to do tonight. I'd like to go up the local, yep. have a schnitty and a beer and have a chat.
Mm.
And we're just like, we just can't.
Yeah. Mm. Do you know my local cafes? There's three. It's called, one's called Moonlight, one's called Oceans, and one's called Zuby. And Zuby's little and that's our favourite. Zuby's now only doing, I think this is right. Oh, no, maybe not. No, that's the other one we're not. Anyway.
Fascinating.
Good chat. Oceans and Moonlight are big proper cafes, you know.
Yeah.
Last night, I dropped Jasper at work at McDonald's, which I have big issues about anyway.
Yeah, I bet.
They're all in gloves and masks and shit. Mm.
So Harry, Harry's up at the fruit shop and he has to sanitise between every transaction.
Which yeah, be that's what, yeah.
Complete pain in the ass, well, but anyway.
Yes, I know. They're just like, ugh. Yeah, and it's like, yeah, you'll be ugh-ing in a little while when you're on a fucking respirator. And you sound like zero tolerance of people just not taking this seriously.
Yes.
And anyway, packed. Both of them were packed. Like there was no... So A, I have, what are you selfish cunts doing?
Woo-hoo!
Then my second
level... There she blows.
And then the second level was, you're actually, like to the cafes, was you're failing in your duty of care. If you're staying open... You should not be having anyone, it should only be every second table.
Yeah.
You're putting your staff at risk.
Yeah.
And you're also going completely against what the government has just put down as the edict about you have to have 4 metres apart.
But I heard that they were fining places that were, don't we know at KFC?
Oh, now. Were they?
If you fancy a bit of Dirty Bird, you have to just go in and silently collect it and leave. You can't sit down and eat it. Or go through the drive-thru.
Does anyone sit in KFC and eat it? That's like, isn't that like just the epitome of just...
No, well, there's lots of tradies just, do.
Oh, well, actually, well, tradies, that makes sense. I'm thinking more like us.
No, I wouldn't be sitting dead in a KFC.
I know, right? You're not going to sit inside in like...
Yeah, you're sitting in your car
with your own shame.
With all the other Audi drivers, and you watch each other, all the other mothers scoff their Zinger Burgers.
Yeah.
And then you have like a silent little nod to each other.
Yeah.
Like, and then you don't tell and I won't tell.
Yeah. And then you and all then go you, about your
then
day.
Then you go off to your Pilates That's class. Right.
Yeah. So you have your sneaky cheese in the car, in the car park, and then you move on. No one needs to be the wiser. I think once... Women of our, you know, age and I don't know what, once you're actually going into a KFC or into a McDonald's, it's like, oh, just...
See, because I've got certain friends of mine that I can do that sneaky behaviour with.
Yeah.
And then other friends who are like, oh, my God, do you eat that?
Mm.
And I go, oh, no, like hardly ever, maybe if I'm on a road trip and it's the only thing open.
It's like when you're on a, it's like when you're in a, like the very early stages of a relationship and you go, oh, I never eat like junk food. Gosh, I don't ever get this drunk. I haven't drunk this much in years.
I don't know, something about it. You just make me drunk.
On love. Drunk on love. How was your week?
Shit, my anxiety is back with a vengeance.
Do you know, I've had two people, Calamity Candace on Instagram, who's just the most awesome human. She said something, she actually posted a comment about it on Insta today, but I was talking to a friend of ours, Dylan, who lives in the UK, overnight and night yesterday, and he said, Kim, it's my moment to shine. Finally, the world is existing in my headspace of the level of anxiety I live with every day. Now I can look around at you all and go, see, see, now you all see what this is normal. And I'm like going, wow, that's fair. That's really fair. They're like going, yep, no toilet paper. Ha ha. You know, no food. Ha-ha! People dying. Not enough medical care. Ha-ha!
I've got a relative who's gorgeous and she has OCD and she would be living for this shit right now. Like, yeah. She has like a medical kit in a car and a baseball bat in case she drives off a bridge. And like, she's just like so clever. But, you know, and she's so matter of fact about it. She's like, yeah. Oh, I'm prepared, mate. I can live out of my car for 3 weeks if I need to. She has food in a car.
Wow.
How interesting.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Because she's obviously existing and leading a normal life.
Oh,
and that's how she's managing it. It's
absolutely.
Just like, because that's the whole thing with your anxiety is, okay, play it through to the end.
Mm.
What's the worst thing that can happen? Mm. And it's like, and so she's playing it through. She goes, well, then the car drives off the bridge and then I'm drowning in the... Right, put a baseball bat in the car.
Pop the windscreen out.
What could happen? There could be a nuclear explosion. Right.
Mm. So she's like next level to my... But, you know, I have been visiting Dr. Susan Talking Couch, who's helping me through examining the evidence. So... Even though my anxiety has ramped up, I'm dealing with it as better than I've ever been able to deal with it before. Because I have the tools.
Exciting. You have the tools. Well, this can also be seen in your relationship with your eldest child.
I know, I have the tools.
You have the tools.
He's very,
really bad mood today.
He's very, what shall we say, turbulent. But I used to get up and scream and then we'd have a massive screaming and now I just let him go and he can go off and have his, like...
Little rant.
Slam door and I'm like, I'm not letting you... Ain't nothing gonna break my stride. Ain't nothing gonna slow me down.
Oh, no. I've got to keep on moving. Okay, what was something good that happened this week?
You go first.
While having... Everyone at home, like, and Rob and I trying to work from home, has its very stressful challenges. It's actually really lovely having everyone together. Like, because Felix isn't really going out very much. He didn't work last night because his shift was blown off because the pub was only half open. And it's actually like Mama Bear has all her cubs in the den, and it's...
What about Grandmama Bear? Has she been... I hear that she's getting into pharmaceutical manufacturing. What's going on there?
So she came down today and she was like, have you got a spray bottle? And I did used to have quite a few because we were going to instill this whole thing of stopping Zelda from scratching at the fly screens. And so we're going to have water bottles everywhere to spray it up, which of course lasts about 3 seconds. And in the last massive clean out, I got rid of them all. So I was like, oh, I don't. You know, she goes, I've bought some eucalyptus oil and I've got some tea tree oil. And I went, yes, but it has to be an alcohol base. Otherwise it's not... it's not killing the virus or germs or, you know, I mean, they're lovely, but they're not. She goes, yes, but they're 100% oil. And I went, yes, but they're not alcohol. And they're 100%, like, and seriously, it was like, who's on first? No, what's on second? And it was just, So God love her. I need to find her some rubbing alcohol so she can put that in the bottle. Isocol. Oh God, I've got some of that. So she could just put the drops in that.
No, you're not thinking. You're not thinking clearly.
I'm not thinking clearly. I was talking to my cousin on Wednesday night who is a senior, very, you know, important nurse at one of the big reputable hospitals in Melbourne.
You have touched your face legit 25 times.
Wait, I've limited it now though. Like now I'm just doing it here. But
yeah. That looks like you're on the
hoof. No.
What do they call it?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, anyway.
There's a cool word that the young people say. But...
and she was one of the big things she was just saying was just how contagious, you know, it's just more contagious than anything.
It's like herpes.
Yes. But why was I telling you that?
Because you've got day one menopausal brain fog.
We moved on to that from something else. Oh, yes. So because her mum is my mum's sister and we were chatting and she was like, why don't... You make me feel so much better. Like, it's like I'm not going insane. People say to me, like, that can't be true or that can't be real. And it's like, and so when we talk to each other, it's just like, no, we know. And it's just so good. We're just like, we actually really need to talk to each other a lot more and go, yeah, guess what happened today? God, love them. And we both were talking about how much we just love them to death and just, oh my God, you know, just with only the passion of 1,000. You know, heaving hot suns that you can love your mum, unless your mum is a complete...
Oh, some mums.
Some mums, we know. Like, yeah. And we have listeners whose mums are just...
Deplorable.
Deplorable. But yeah, at the same time, sometimes you just want to smack them up the side of the head and go, how did you get this far in your life thinking like this? Anyway, so it's been very lovely having everyone at home. Working from home.
Do you know what I've been enjoying?
Yeah, what?
The roll call. The 3 a.m. roll call.
You like the 3 a.m. roll call?
If you're a member of the Hot Flush Facebook page, and sadly we've had to shut the borders on that this week.
We closed the borders.
So try next week and we might let you in because we had a troll.
Well, there's been a couple. There's been things
of snarkiness. I just don't like the tone. Been,
and we all know that we're snarky because we're all the same and we all get ragey. But the whole point of this space is that we use our words and we go, I'm really ragey. We don't use phrases like shame on you, as someone did the other week.
Oh, for shame.
And we don't tell people to fuck off.
Did someone say someone to fuck off?
Well, that was sort of the implications of the ones from yesterday. So yeah. I am telling you now, there is no, this is black and white for us.
Yeah.
You,
we've been in this business for far too long.
And so if you go, if you get out of line in a conversation, you're gone.
Yeah. And
that comment, you're out.
You don't even know you're gone.
No.
Oh, don't they? It's like a Jesus thing.
Is it? Yeah.
They just go and they go, you're not, you know, you've been banned.
Oh, does it? Does it tell you you've been banned?
Yeah. That's why we've stopped new members from joining, because then what they do is they go and start a new Facebook page. So the vetting has to become blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
Oh, it sounds really boring.
So the toilet paper delivery that was expected yesterday didn't come to our local IGA. So we are rationing now.
Really?
We are rationing.
How many squares for a week?
Look, I've got a secret stash.
Thank God. This isn't your first rodeo.
And my males love a good dump. And they want to make sure that area is pristine.
Yeah.
So we go through
that. Well, the job's not done until the paperwork's finished.
Can you write that down? Anyway, so it's gotten so bad that I have got... Now, if you could just wait here, fill the space. I'll get you something that used to cause me rage.
Oh, my God. So, I don't know. I really don't know what to fill the space with. I'm quite tired. My period has arrived. I'm working from home. My magazine is a good 10 days behind schedule. The things that are outstanding are all mine.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
So this used to fill me with rage.
That looks like it's been... Oh, the print?
Yes. So what we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, is a very, very subpar 2-ply, flimsy as... Like, feel that. Feel that.
Oh, that's a finger's breaking through that.
Yeah, and it has a purple print of a dog paw on it.
Cute dog paws.
But that used to, like, if my kids would come home with, like, printed paper towel or printed toilet paper, it would make me angry. But now I'm hashtag grateful.
Mm. Who the fuck cares? It still ends up with your shit on it.
No, because it just triggers something in me when I see it sitting there. Do you know my mum once bought brown toilet paper?
I remember that. I remember when, like, recycled toilet paper first started and it was brown. It was like
a beige. No, this was called velvet, like chocolate velvet.
What?
Toilet paper. It was like death toilet paper, death to the environment toilet paper.
Oh.
But it was supposed to be that colour, like for the decor.
Can you imagine wiping your ass with velvet? That'd be so messy and gross.
Do you know what I hate? Sorry. We're recording. Do you know what I hate? You know when you go to, like, the rugby club or something and you go to the toilets there and it's like the toilet from Trainspotting?
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have those little square things and you pull the paper out one at a time and it basically works against you. It smears.
Yes.
Rather than...
Yes. It almost has a gloss on it.
And you have to use 8,000 pieces of it and still you get skitties.
Oh, yeah. That shit's, like... The devil's work.
Like, what's... Like, why do they make that?
I don't know. But it's not... It's actually like baking paper.
Yeah, yeah. It's got the same consistency.
Greaseproof paper. It's just little squares of greaseproof paper.
And it smears it around.
Well.
What are you looking forward to, Kim? I've got nothing. What am I looking forward to? I was looking forward to going and seeing our friend Scott Murdoch's launch of his book on the 1st of April.
What? No, that's 14. Not Scott Murdoch. That's Shannon Malloy.
Shannon Malloy. Even sadder. Sorry, Scott. I love you too.
Yeah, why did you think Scott? That's
because
weird.
I'm just generalising because they're all journalists and they're all gay.
Oh, true.
Like Rick, you know.
Yeah.
I put them all in the same bag, which is really bad.
But mind you, I don't know what Rick's new book is about, but it's clearly going to be white hot, and I cannot wait.
He appears to be quite...
This is Rick Morton.
He appears to be quite drunk while writing most of it.
Which is exciting.
Well, drunk, but also he just seems happy.
Mm.
And, like, that's unnerving.
So, Shannon...
Yes.
Who's our friend, is very excited because his new book, 14, is coming out. I think it's out now. But he was having this big, big party. And let me tell you, as an author, the launch of your first book.
That's what I had to tell you. That's what I had to show you.
Can I finish?
Yeah, keep talking.
As an author, the launch of your first book is such a milestone, and that's been taken away from him.
So today...
Oh, isn't that sad? Yes, Kate. When I was going to go with you to that, wasn't I? Yes, Kim, you were. I'd invited you along, and he wanted you to see you there. And, you brushed that off with far too much.
Sorry. I'm not brushing it off. It's very important.
It better be good.
Well.
It's not going to be good.
Face.
So you don't want to say anything.
No. It's Facebook threw up a memory at me today, just before, and now they're gone. How do you get your memories back when they don't show you?
I don't know. Oh, that's because it's been 4 years since my book was launched today.
Today.
Yeah.
4 years today.
Well done. Thank you. And the second one should have come out 2 years later.
How's that going?
It's in my head. I'm just going to write it down.
Oh, good times. Good times.
I had my hair done on Wednesday. And there was, when you walked in, it was like Hannibal Lecter's everywhere.
That's the puppy dog I wanted to show you.
Oh, that is pretty cute, but really, really not interesting for anyone who's listening out there.
I know. Sorry, everyone.
Can you put your phone down? Stop touching your face.
No, I'm about to, because I actually opened it. I haven't touched my face since you shamed me about it. I actually was coming here to open it for the questions.
Well, we just wanted to hear how everyone was out there this week. We didn't really have questions, but...
Oh, did we?
I just think, you know, reading out a couple of people's mindsets might put other people...
Can I tell you a nice story?
Yes.
So, Oscar has a wonderful support group that we use. Oh, sweet Jesus. God. Someone just put up a really frightening photograph. I can't find where you did this. Why didn't you pin it to the top?
I don't understand. Oh, here we go. How to do it.
Oh, you just go in the three little dots at the side and then you go make an announcement. Okay, but I found it. Oh, 217 comments. I know.
We're not going to be able to get through all of them.
Do you know what? Let's start at the bottom and work back.
And don't read everyone. Just read every fifth.
Every fifth. Okay.
So we asked you how you are.
Yes, I suspect we might find as much rage as we were feeling. But, Jesus, so many.
Just read out half a dozen.
Oh, so bored now. Okay, what does, Amber saying? She's scared and overwhelmed. Yeah. Yep. That's about it.
You know what the best thing you can do is to get off your phone.
Yes.
Really, if it's affecting... I haven't written all week last week, and that's very unlike me, because I didn't want to put... Because I write shits and giggles, right? And it's nothing you just can't sort of shitty or giggly about this. So get a step away from your phone, and you have to go outside. You can't stay inside. Yeah. You have to go for a walk. Don't go to Bondi Beach, you stupid morons. It's no shut.
Socially isolated. Take the kids for a bushwalk, or take yourself for a bushwalk, or go, like, if you're going to the beach, like, just
play with your dog.
Just go, like, just don't go and...
Is that an aborted Chico?
Yeah. You're eating like a Chico blob. Oh, God, it looks like it's still got a little... Look at the little hands and belly and... Oh, it's a Chico baby.
Oh, a Chico baby.
Just there's still shit you can do. Just not in big groups, not at the restaurant, not at the cafe, not at the, you know, go and have a picnic.
And I think day drinking is on the rise.
I loved how your son, like, wine shamed you before.
I know.
Look, I'm just scratching. I'm not touching my face.
Okay.
It's itchy. Okay, let's, I'm going to pick one here. Carl says, I'm fed up with my stupid kids who think they know everything.
What is with that?
That's so good. I know. My kids got, like, last night, Jasper's shift finished at 11. He's 14. So I was like, okay, I'm going to pick you up, but you know, I'm going to have to set an alarm because I may fall asleep.
Yeah.
And then Felix is like, oh, wow, you're getting very, you know, sort of Northern Beaches, Insular Peninsula, mum worry, aren't you? And I'm like, you know he's 14. And he goes, oh, yeah, I guess.
And why doesn't he go and pick him up?
He doesn't drive.
Why not?
He doesn't really want to.
Oh.
No, he's just...
He's got to do...
There's a story.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
He's about three quarters of the way there, but...
So he's got
a bit of anxiety to, you know. Let me just tell you, when I did go to pick him up, fuck me dead. It was like the Greek court or whatever they used to, the Greek arena or something. It was just all these guys with all their souped up, you know, like Fords and their... They weren't utes. They were actually like old man cars. Like,
yeah, I think that's really trendy now to get a Corolla and then just like pimp it out.
Yeah. Well, that's what they were doing with like Ford Fairlanes and shit. I'm just like going... I don't understand. What is happening? And then, you know, girls in their denim underpants, and they're all like, there's seriously about 30 of them in the car park.
That's nothing new, though.
It's not new. It's always, but I was like,
at least it's not shagging wagons. If this route is rocking, don't bother me.
Oh, God. That's just horrifying.
How's the rest of the tribe going in our Facebook group, kids?
Claire says, I have sore feet, like an old person, and I have a tiny bit of guilt because I just bought 5 new pairs of shoes to help. And as a mum, you're not allowed to indulge yourself.
Bullshit.
This is so true, Claire. And do you know, I had the same thing. I had really sore feet that just, in the mornings I'd get up and I wouldn't even be able to, like, ever just, it was so painful. And I was just like, it's because I'm so fat. And, you know, now my legs are collapsing. Anyway, it was just actually life and stress and age. And that's when I started buying Frankie Fours. And for the first time in probably 15 years, I bought shoes that were expensive but good for my feet. And I've never had that little
pain. That's when you know you're old. It's when you buy orthopedic shoes.
I had to buy orthopedic shoes. Oh, my God.
And if you eat something with dairy in it, you shit your pants. That's when you know you're old. Not like me. I get around wearing my... Converse.
Oh, I know. You're uber cool.
Oh, because I don't have bunions yet.
Yeah, I know.
But I've got quite nice feet, though, to be honest. Jeez, Kim. Pedicure much?
Yeah. Have you heard there's this, you know, virus going around? Probably not good to have people digging around in your feet. Kylie says she works from home because she's immunosuppressed. Mm-hmm. She's enjoying extra time with her family and pets and have found the capacity to foster some puppies and then some kittens.
Oh, well, can you give us your address, please?
I'm hoping it will help the kids with disappointment of cancelling our school holiday trip to Disneyland.
Yes,
perfect. Year 7 camp, et cetera, et cetera.
It's been hard.
Oh, Kylie, that is so true. When we had the family realignment and the Wasman walked out.
I said, get kittens.
And you said, get a cat. And then you said, get two. And I went, okay, because I do what I'm told. And I got two cats. They transformed the house. Yeah. They gave the boys something to love and focus on rather than what...
And animals are so silly.
It's a bit sad that, you know, that filled the gap that their father had, you know, when he left. But anyway, so that's good. Janine she's pissed and still job hunting and some of the jobs have now been put on hold.
So bad. Such a bad time to be job hunting.
Jenna, and she's having to, you know, go to see the bank.
I give everyone a piece of advice? If you are in that situation, and I hope you're not, but if you are in that situation, you do have a mortgage, get on top of it now.
Yes.
Don't put your head in the sand like I normally would and let it get to, like, the worst crisis point. Make an appointment, go and see your bank people and say, this is my situation, because they are being extraordinarily kind and helpful to everyone at the moment. Yeah. So do that this week.
That is just the best advice. Mm. Do not just go, oh my God, we're fucked. Like, yeah, you are, but just go to see the bank straight away. It's like if it's credit card debt or if it's utilities, like call them now.
Call them and explain, because honestly they are being, from what I've heard, they're being very, very
and
understandable.
We know that there are actually quite a few people within the group who either they've lost their job or their husband's lost their job or someone in their family has.
Or living paycheck to paycheck.
And it's just... And, you know, one of the group was talking to me yesterday and I just said, I'm not even going to give you some pathetic, you know, you'll get through it. It's all going to be okay, because it's fucked. And I'm really sorry you have to be going through this, because that's, what, you know?
Well, that's the reality of what's being presented with a lot of families in Australia, in the world.
Yeah. One of our group, one of the group actually pinged me yesterday, and her husband has literally just done what the Wasband did.
Except
her Wasband is an even bigger cunt, if that is possible, because everyone who doesn't know.
He did it on the phone, didn't he?
Mine?
No, this particular.
I'm not sure, but he's cut off the bank, like he's cut off her car. And she's a stay-at-home mum. They've got like 100 kids, and she's been at home for 20 years, and...
Wow.
She has no income, and he's cut her off. Asshole!
Well, it must have happened to a few people this week, because there was another lady on the page whose husband did it over the phone. I don't want to live in a loveless marriage anymore. I've met someone, I'm leaving you. And left her to tell the kids.
Mm, that sounds familiar too.
Is anyone peppy? Is any of our readers peppy?
Oh, okay. Bibiana says, I reckon we need a podcast called Upside! And talk about any silver linings we've found. Like working from home has meant that we can have dinner together as a family during a week instead of separately because of different schedules. Bibiana, I agree, because I'm suddenly not having to commute 3 hours a day.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this, because normally I am you, Bibiana. Normally I'm doing the whole, oh, my God, I don't have that, and we're having dinner together. Oh, my God, we don't have to jaunt off to fucking training and na-na-na. But at the moment, and it's probably purely because I have my period, and we'll check in next week, and I'll hopefully be back to my normal self. But at the moment, I'm like, yes, so that 3 hours is now just filled with fucking making food for everyone, or dinner, or, you know... Yesterday I made them a full-on proper lunch. Like...
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I sort of had the stuff... It was a Marley spoon, and I sort of had it there, and I was like, I'm so... They're all just eating fucking two-minute noodles.
Yeah.
Or udon noodles. And I'm like... And it's not even the fact that they have zero nutritional benefit. It's that I get so sick of finding the little fucking packets lying everywhere. And then I go to use scissors, and they leave this greasy stuff on whatever I'm cutting because they've just, they're covered in the greasy stuff out of the little packets. And then they just, each of them make it, and they just stack the shit. So I lose my shit. So
I've got a silver lining.
Yes.
Hardly any washing.
Oh.
No school uniforms, no sports uniforms, true. No ballet outfits.
Yes, like, that's very true.
I don't care if they don't have a shower for 5 days.
Yes.
Except the other day I went driving with...
That needs
with
to happen.
...H-man, and I said, no, nah, dude, can't do it until you've had a shower. Can't sit in confined space with you until you've had a shower.
Bucket! Bucket!
If anything, not constant.
Yes. So, but as I was saying, Bibiana, one of the things I am loving is actually that we're all together, you know, and I think that's actually really quite lovely. So last night, the night before, me and the boys all sat and watched a movie.
It's almost like you've gone back to days of yore.
No.
No?
No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, well, I was pushing that one, wasn't I?
Yeah, that was a long bow.
I was going to sort of pretend that we were, like, talking around the fire and playing games and shit like that, but everyone's just in their rooms on their devices. As it should be. And Mummy's reading, refreshing the news all the time so she can work herself up into a heightened state of panic. Very healthy.
Belinda, who was doing that? Your mum. Oh, you. Belinda says, she says, cranky, it's my birthday, but no presents or human contact or celebrating for me. Stuck in my office doing risk assessments for researchers who still want to keep working in the labs even when the government shuts the uni down. One, if the dedicated fools want to keep working on campus, they should be doing their own fucking RAs. Two, enough of the fucking planning already. I just want to shut down and go home.
Is that Belinda Cox?
Yes. Yeah.
She's great. She's come on one of my Wigs World trips, and she is so amazing.
Yeah, she's just...
She's cool.
Yes.
I love her.
And
she doesn't look like she is. She looks like a librarian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She's like really...
But they're always the ones.
And like gorgeous bob and quite conservative and like, you know. And then she opens her mouth.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's always librarians. Librarians are always... Yeah, yeah. Dee says, I'm stressed and anxious. I've got a serious case of imposter syndrome with my job. Shut that shit down, Dee.
That's no good.
Look to the facts.
I have lived that for so long and I know what it's like, and it's bullshit. It's what you're telling yourself.
Yep.
It's not what's actually happening.
Look to the facts of your job. And if you are ticking those boxes,
at doing it, you wouldn't have that
job. I know. God, listen to us. Oh, but hang on. And she feels she's utterly out of her depth. Oh, God, you and I, have we not been there 3,000 times together?
I lived there.
And I made us
a home there. I put curtains and everything in there.
I baked cookies. And she's moving house in 2 weeks. Oh, God, I'd be stressing about that. But you know what? She goes, I'm home in Australia with my parents and brothers and my wife and kids.
Lovely.
We have access to food, water, reliable internet and healthcare. I'm trying to practice self-care by remembering to breathe. Good. And I'm trying to reach out to one person every day to check in on them.
Awesome.
Because now...
You sound like a great person.
Because now is the time to remember our village.
Love you two ladies
and the community you've created. Stay safe and remember that not going out of the house means that you can reduce the plucking to every other day.
Oh, who was that?
Dee, you are amazing. You're a legend.
Send her some jam.
I'll send her some jam. I'll just add you to the list of about 15 other people, Dee. Dee, you have to DM me your address. Because, you know, I can add that to the list too. And I do promise I am getting there, all of you. I promise. Okay. Stephanie says, thanks so much for asking. I'm not sure if the government really knows what they're doing.
No.
But then nor do I. I go from feeling super anxious to laughing hysterically at the crazy, creative, inventive things people are doing. I have the REM song End of the World on loop in my head, and I wonder whether this is the reset the world needs. I think so. I will not let those hoarders win, so I'm off to deliver eggs to some oldies tomorrow. Can't wait for the potty.
You're a good person.
They're
all a good person, apart from those people we had to boot out the other day.
Colleen says she's shopping for a new workout fit, and it's a pair of pyjamas.
Nice.
I'm actually doing a what outfit a day for me to actually make me...
Get out of your pyjamas.
Yeah.
I applaud that.
Yeah.
How'd you go with your country road tanks and skirt?
Ah, yes. So the tank and the skirt, God, I just love it.
I don't think we shared the skirt. There's a further 20% off everything now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
I couldn't get the black singlet top.
Sucks to be you.
Yeah, I know. I got white. I never buy white. I wore the white yesterday and I guess what? I didn't care. I just wore it because it was really hot.
Yeah.
And I just had a...
And you're comfortable and cool.
And I have a singlet top on and this light flowy skirt and I was like, fuck, this feels really nice.
Yeah. I've been telling you this for how many fucking years? Get your arms out. Who gives a shit? Nobody cares. Nobody's even looking at you.
Yeah. Oh, and just a shout out to Sally who says that she hit rock bottom because she was handed a redundancy.
Oh, fuck.
And the anxiety was already really high from work pressure. Her son's university is closed from Monday.
Mm-hmm.
She said, right now I'm numb and there are no more tears to cry.
Oh, God.
Tomorrow I have to front up to work and hand over. It will be the fastest handover in history. And I'll pack up my desk in a Corona box. Oh, Sally. I'm not bitter, but my expertise will not be passed on to a minion. Good girl. And then she says the job search starts in earnest.
Give yourself a week off.
Yep. And then she comes back saying, Karen asked her, how did it go? She says 2 hours total in the office. Most of that time spent clearing out my workspace. I spent a massive 20 minutes handing over and summed it all with, it's in a SharePoint. It's all in SharePoint. The CEO was a patronising twat to the bitter end and I walked out without saying goodbye to anyone.
Good.
I've been out with some gals from the gym. Good. To Sangria. Hitting the beach tomorrow. Oh, God, I hope you weren't at Bondi and we've been slagging you off. And then Monday the search begins. Good woman. Good woman.
There's nothing that girlfriends and Sangria can't fix.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I I think we've got time for one more.
Jenny says, my ADHD 21-year-old son with no training experience or calling is driving / moving out of home from Adelaide to Newcastle on Saturday morning to look after 17-year-old ex-juvies in a safe house.
Ooh.
You'll find me in the fetal position with a bottle and a bendy straw. Holy sweet, sweet Jesus, Jenny.
There's a book in that.
And so she says, you know, I keep getting told that from all my friends and family that I have to let him fall occasionally. Yep. But after 21 years of being on heightened alert, it's so hard. Jenny, you need to keep us up to date with that because I think it could be quite amazing.
I think it would be great.
Like,
it'd be life-changing for him.
You know, someone doesn't go and do something like that if they don't actually have the inherent underlying ability or compassion interest. Do it.
I agree.
Oh dear God, what is that on the floor? Poo at school. What?
No, don't want to hear it.
No,
after last week's gag, we're not talking about the P word this week.
I'm bored. I can't do it anymore.
I can't. Well, thank you so much for joining us this week. We are sorry if we were a bit down in the start, but, you know, we are concerned about this and we want to talk about it. And I'm disappointed that we aren't seeing Scott Morrison twice a day updating us, a.k.a. Jacinda Ardern style.
Yeah.
Where are you? You've moved back down to Canberra and pulled your kids out of school. That's where you are.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, we're going to wrap it up. What are you going to say?
I'm just going to say, if you do, the best place to go for up-to-date, correct sort of guidance and medical advice is it's not Dr. Norman Swan on the ABC. I know he has that lovely accent. And yes, I'm sure he's saying everything that's good.
And it's not the Daily Mail.
Please just go to the World Health Organization.
Who.com?
It's right there. No, it's not. It's World Health. Org dot something, but just go there and then there's a big red button that says COVID-19 and go in there and it gives you all the information about what to do, what to look for, how to behave.
Don't watch Credlin and Jones.
Please don't watch Credlin and Jones. I can't believe you made me do that. You're gonna make me just, for someone who's not drinking, that's like really,
that was bad of me. I'm sorry.
Because I am still not drinking.
I know,
and still no caffeine,
but still got hot.
Only just in here, in this small room.
But we had the aircon on in the end.
Yeah.
Thank you. What are you going to say for our readers for the week? What's your message?
What, beyond just keep plucking?
Yes. Like, we go out with a little uplifting sermon, and then you say, just keep plucking, and then we press stop. So, Kim, what's your message to the readers, listeners this week?
Is that social isolation or quarantine does not mean not talking or checking in with anyone. It's just a physical thing. It's not an emotional or a mental thing.
You can still fight with your mother on the text.
You can, really well. It's a shame you can't sort of, you know, yell as well. But, you know, no. So don't, a lot of people are really anxious and worried. So keep talking, just not closely.
We do have a distance between you and me today.
We do.
Thank you for joining us. Please go. And you know you can become a Patreon. And we have got quite a few Patreons and we've got quite a few new members. You please subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a beautiful review like many of you did this week. And as we like to say,
just keep plucking.